Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Tony, our NutriMed Nutridyne chemist, and Tony, I got to give you a testimonial. My little dog Max, he's going to be next July 10th. He'll be 17 years old. He's a West Highland White Terrier with great genetics and pedigree. Very frisky guy, but when he got a bath 2 weeks ago, he banged his head in his ear after he was tied on, drying outside. And it's nice, and you know the climate's pretty benign here in North County, San Diego. We're 34 miles from the U.S.-Mexican border, so bad weather is if you get a high wind here. We really don't have bad weather, except, of course, up in, I think up in one of the places north of here, about 300-400 miles, we have a raging fire because it's been relatively dry, although we have more rain down here in San Diego County. Now, my little dog Max got a blood collection in his ear, and people notice and say, oh, did Max have a stroke? And I'm thinking, let me feel his ear. And he had this 1 by 2 centimeter or inch long big hematoma in his ear. I thought, well, that's why his ear is flopping down. He didn't have a stroke. He's walking fine. So I initially thought, well, I'll stick a sterile needle in it and just drain it. I said, no, I better bring him to the vet. And, of course, the vet hit us with a massive bill to put in a special drain in there and leave it in for 3 weeks. And they were going to recommend you just take antibiotics. So I decided I'm going to give my little doggy Nutridyne. Now, Nutridyne is a universal antipathogenic. If you want to stop the radioactive effects of radioactive fallout, you don't want to have potassium iodate, which will cause kidney failure and peripheral neuropathy and retinal damage in 8 days to 12 days. You want to have Nutridyne. If you want to kill off pathogens, if there's a biological weapon release, you want to have Nutridyne. If people don't realize this, one of the primary things that happens when you age is you get old and funky-looking mitochondria that you don't get rid of. It's called decreased mitophagy. And in fact, the best marker, you do an electron microscopy to see if somebody's turning diabetic, is to see they have old, ratty-looking mitochondria they're not getting rid of. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
And guess what gets rid of those mitochondria? Nutridyne. Generates new mitochondria, gets rid of the old, ratty ones. Okay? So it's an amazing stuff. I mean, it's our number one nutraceutical. It does three things that are unique. And believe me, I'm not going to give you the names of the competitive products because they would give, you know, you understand. As they say in the military, they use this analogy a lot. In the military, they say it's a target-rich environment. In the nutraceutical industry, it's a Yahoo-rich environment. Right? You know that. And there's a lot of Yahoos out there. Some of them are quoting letters after their name and qualifications and university appointments. They're full of horse manure, okay? Now, if you wanted to see proof of it, number one, start taking Nutridyne. I had one gentleman a while ago, and he's got Morgellons. Now, most people think it's some alien organism. And I'll explain. Agrobacterium is a form of fungi. It's basically a pseudofungi. Agrobacterium is naturally in the soil and fixes minerals, but when you mutate the hell out of it by spraying it with fluoride chemicals and so on, there's new mutant forms of this agrobacterium, and they can invade the tissues of the body. And because they have almost like a swarm intelligence, they act like they have AI, artificial intelligence, okay? And if you bother them while they're in your body and you don't kill them, they're going to go crazy, okay? So the only thing that gets rid of Morgellons, Agrobacterium, which is a fungus that will spread its hyphae all through your body and looks gross, is Neutrodyne, taken orally and topically on the body. It's the only thing that will take down, along with our other antipathogenics, Nutrisilver and Alisomed, the actual viral load if you've got AIDS or hepatitis B or C. And by the way, there's a hepatitis C drug treatment, but it costs $10,000 a month. Our Neutrodyne is a tiny, itty-bitty fraction of that, and it's non-toxic. So people need to understand every tissue that's getting sick has a low redox state, a low electron density, a functionally poor-acting mitochondria, acidity, hypoxia, and acidosis. And they all go together with mitochondria that should have been, as I call it, the Trump effect. They should have been fired, but they're not. Mitochondria, you're fired, okay? And unfortunately, you know, the Trump effect doesn't happen, and these damn mitochondria stay around generating sparks inside your cell that destroy tissue, proteins, enzymes, and cell membranes. So Neutrodyne is pretty special. What I've discovered, and of course you guys do the testing when you actually generate your batch, you actually do a spectral analysis of the spectral shift when you put it through the Tesla field. Nobody else does this. You guys have patents on how you manufacture it. This Tesla field, by the way, is so powerful, it's dangerous. You can have huge explosions, right? So you're the master chemist that actually manages this. You have to use a lot of care, or you're going to have a big explosion, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely pretty dangerous to be around.
Right. So you have to understand that. Now, it's not. This is not the diatomic form of iodine. It's a monatomic or plasma form. It's not all the molecules, but it's enough. Mm-hmm. Now, your body generates a little bit. It takes, and your cells have a small capacity to generate some monatomic, we call plasma form. Did you know every enzyme in your body is a plasma or monatomic form of every mineral for the active site of every enzyme?
So whether you have
zinc or molybdenum or any other mineral at the active site of any enzyme, because every enzyme has to have a monatomic plasma form of mineral. There's four states of matter: solid, right, liquid, vapor, and plasma. And in the plasma state, it's always monoatomic. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the plasma state of iodine, now, you remember your chemistry now. I'll ask you a chemistry question. What is a nucleophilic and a electrophilic index of halides? Fluoride, chloride, bromide, iodine. If you look under the standard, it's called nucleophilic, right? Because the electrons are so active in fluoride, it attaches to everything. And it's thousands of times more active than iodine, natural fluoride. And chloride is, too. Bromide is down a little lower than iodine, but can displace it. But when you make fluoramines or chloramines, it amplifies their toxicity tens of thousands, if not millions of times. So when they add chloramines to water, which they're using to try to sterilize it, it's toxic as hell to your mitochondria. It also displaces iodine in the position of the thyroglobulin molecule. So you don't have T4 iodine. You have T4 Cl or Fl. Not good. Because when you get a T3 molecule, this fluoride that's displaced the iodine, it locks into the crystallography of your mitochondria, and it doesn't unlock. It's like sticking a key into the lock, and it's got super magnets on it, so you can't pull the damn key back out again. Have you ever heard this theory before? Probably not.
I have. Isn't it because on the periodic table of elements, as you go down, the actual size of the molecule is a bit different as well?
Yeah, well, it's also the outer electron cage and how much the electrons are donated to the other molecules. So they're what's called nucleophilic. In other words, it attaches to the nucleus of other molecule and creates a very powerful ionic bond. The ionic bond between fluoride and other molecules is far more powerful than chloride, and chloride much more powerful than iodine, unless it's in its monatomic activated Tesla form, which means if you have Tesla activated iodine, it can displace fluoride, chloride, and bromide. For example, years ago in Quebec, Canada, they decided to make a beer that had a really good foamy head because it put bromine in it. It's still allowed in America to make brominated bread. Did you know that? You can add bromine to bread. And brominated bread destroys your thyroid and makes you think you have normal levels of thyroid hormone, but it's T4 BR. It's not iodine. Yeah, is that weird or what? Now, do you think the average doctor knows the chemistry to realize when they're measuring blood levels of T4, T3, and TSH? They don't have a freaking clue that they're not measuring T4I. Isn't that weird?
They don't decipher between the two.
Right. And not only that, you got to understand the 5' deiodinase molecule enzyme doesn't work very well to convert T4 to T3, which is 4,500 times more potent to attach to the crystallogy to turn on your oxidative phosphorylation to make ATP and NADH. So in other words, you can't even bioconvert it properly to the T3 molecule because it's locked in and the enzyme doesn't work properly on it. Not good. So you're functioning hypothyroid, but you think you're euthyroid. You follow me?
Sure do.
So if you think your doctors know all this stuff, including your endocrinologist, think again. The antidote is Dr. Deagle. Dr. No has that. No, you don't know what you're doing. How's that? Dr. No. So, interesting story, and I want people to understand this. Human beings have reached the nadir, the peak of human intelligence. They did a study about 5 years ago published in China after years of research where they have 500,000 barefoot doctors, they call them, or basically statisticians going around, and they're collecting data trying to find out what environmental circumstances allow little Chinese children, primarily boys because they have a lot more boys than girls, but in the rural areas, by the way, they have just as many boys and girls because they're unregistered non-citizens. People don't know that. They don't abort the little girls, but they shove rice in their face and shove them outside in the cold and let them freeze to death or suffocate as the rice expands and cuts off their airway. Because the Chinese policy has created 125 million excess males in the primarily southern-dominated areas of China. So China is a crazy place. Now, when they did their study, they only found the place where they found IQs of little boys over 170 in places where there's no fluoridation of their water. So, and these are facts that people need to know. The average female has an IQ 5 points higher than the average male, but there's 8 times more males with IQs over 170 than all females. That's a fact. You're not going to find Nobel Prize winners and people with super high IQs, one over 170, that are female. They're rare. And when they are, they also are people that, unfortunately, even if they're super high IQs, females, they're dominated by their emotions, like Angela Merkel, who's a nuclear scientist. She's not stupid, but she's the kind of person who makes stupid policies like bringing in 1.5 million Muslims to destroy Germany, which is why she's going out of power. Now, you have to understand, when they discovered this in Germany, the primary thing that drove their IQ down was fluoride. Now, I'll give you the theory as to why that happens. How many mitochondria do you think exist in an astrocyte in your brain?
Just give me a 500 to a million.
You're right on. There are 500,000 to a couple of million. And if you go to a Purkinje cell in your cerebellum, you could be 5 or 6 million. Now, the largest number is in your cardiomyocytes, where you can get tens of millions. And a cardiomyocyte, by the way, can get really big. And they don't divide, they just get massive, okay? But people need to understand your brain cells have millions of mitochondria. Now, if those mitochondria are working properly, which, by the way, is totally dependent on the oxidative phosphorylation to create ATP and NADH. Now, your cells are like drag racers. Have you ever gone to a drag race and they pour in the alcohol and they go, and it goes up to like 200 miles an hour in 4 or 6 seconds? Your brain cells are like drag racers. They run only on sugar or on medium-chain triglycerides, like C8, C12 carbon molecules, which are, I have one actually put it in my drink, called brain fuel, and it's in medium-chain triglycerides, but you extract it from coconut, these specific molecules that are brain fuel. Basically, they're specific C8 up to C12 carbon molecules that your brain can use for fuel, but it primarily uses sugar. Now, if your brain is poisoned, so your mitochondria are screwed up, you don't form a neural network. You cannot form a network to actually create a harmonic resonant network to actually learn anything or recall anything or do a solid phase. Now, there's 3 phases to memory. So if you're taking notes, the first phase is what's called a harmonic resonant network. So everything you learn has to be parsed down to something already learned with a similar frequency and array that's non-local. Secondly, is facilitated transport. We get facilitated transport of neurotransmitters and facilitate increase in pathways where myelination and new synapses are formed. And the third phase, which is the most important, is solid state. Microtubules, which are solid state molecules, actually create where harmonic resonant memory. So when a nerve cell gets hit with a frequency, it'll resonate or start pulsing and respond to that frequency it already has stored in its array of microtubules. Now, do you think the average neurologist knows this? Are you kidding me? Of course they don't. This is late 21st century science that I know. Okay? Late 21st century science. Now, I'm working on patents for artificial intelligence, and I'm going to have patents here probably within another month or so on my harmonic resonant light optic resonant physiologic nonlinear quantum circuits, which I'm literally inventing. And I'm going to license this to companies, but I'm going to put backdoor gates so that they don't create a cyber god, because that's where a bunch of these idiots want to do. They want to create an AI system that has IQs millions of times more than a human with access to every database on Earth. Hell on Earth, honestly. Now, why is this important? Because all of our Western civilization that fluoridates, chlorinates their water, now they moved up to not just using chlorine, they use chloramines or fluoramines. And I asked the people locally here in San Diego, I said, why do you idiots use this stuff? And they gave me an honest answer, because I'm good at asking questions that really make you squirm. And these guys are squirming engineers. And they squirmed and said, I know why you do it. You don't do it because you want people to have better enamel. You do it so your pipes won't break. They said, Diego, you got it. They actually admitted they're doing it so their pipes don't leak. That's the reason. Do you know that? So if you fluoridate it, yeah. So if you don't want your 12-foot, you know, your big foot-and-a-half-wide pipes to burst, you put fluoride down there, and it won't burst. It doesn't lose its seals. Isn't that crazy? Now, what fluoride does to the brain, and it calcifies the choroid plexus, it destroys mitochondria, and it makes them limp, and then, of course, when they limp, they actually create free radicals, so your astrocytes eventually become anaerobic, and they also become insulin resistant. So what do you think dementia is, which is the number one cause of death in Britain? It is diabetes of brain cells. It's basically brain cells that go anaerobic, that don't have the GLUT4 transporter or insulin receptor to take sugar, which is like the high-octane fuel of drag racers, so you can't create a neural network anymore. Duh! So they're dumbing down the entire population by fluoridating and chlorinating the water and food. And even America, which is against the law for 30 years in Canada, 35 years, you can't use bromine in any food, but you can in the state of the United States of the District of Criminals. You can use it because lobbyists say, no problem, you can fluorinate the water, you can chlorinate it. And of course, when the nuclear industry was using this, not only the industry for making aluminum, but the nuclear industry for refining nuclear materials for making warheads, they said, what do we do with all this extra fluoride? Oh, we can't bury it, it's too toxic. Why don't we just put it in the water supply? No kidding.
What thought process is that?
That's a process conceived, and I'm just going to make a voice. You know the screw tape letters with C. Edward Lewis?
I'm not aware of those.
Well, this is a book by C. Edward Lewis. It's called The Screw Tape Letters. It's a talk between a minor demon and Satan. Satan, dear Lord Satan, what should we do with this excess fluoride? Well, we should put it in the water supply. We can't bury it. It's too toxic. Yes, and people dumb down the population. They will accept anything we do once they lose enough IQ, and they'll die prematurely of dementia. Oh, how glorious! You can see Satan clapping his hands, saying, "You're going to be promoted, demon. You're going to go from the sixth ranks to the seventh ring of Hades." Okay.
Wow.
Now people say, "Dr. Deagle, you're making this up." I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "I can tell you the imaging studies, deep brain studies like positron emission tomography, SPECT blood flow scans, and organic acid measures of specific neurotransmitters and organic molecules, and I can tell you precisely why people are getting stupider. And it's not just because of bad politics and bad teaching in school. Their brains are toxic and their mitochondria are dying." Pretty nasty, eh?
It is.
Now, the antidote is Neutrodyne. And I can tell you, if somebody starts taking Neutrodyne as they're in university and they take our Cognition Plus and our Brain Power and Brain Mag, the Brain Mag, of course, magnesium L3-nate crosses the blood-brain barrier. The brain power blocks from the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor, and then Tridyne resurrects your mitochondria so your astrocytes can create a neural network. So, if you want to kill all the pathogens, you want to resurrect your mitochondria, you want to extend human life, because if you want to die early, let your mitochondria limp along and then kill you. If you don't want your mitochondria to limp along and you want to kill all the pathogens and you want to resurrect mitochondrial life in your body, because remember, they're part of your cells and every body tissue, take Nutridyne. Interesting, eh? It's good for you. We're still heavy over. I want to combine this with some of our other nutraceuticals now. I'm releasing the Red Deer Velvet DR, which will be hopefully the Watipi, our company in New Zealand, has their storage in Houston and shipped it to our encapsulator here in California. And I hope to have it launched before Christmas. And with our range of nutraceuticals and technology, like the morphogenetic field machine I built at SEMF, I had a previous version that I patented in 1986. I presented a lecture 36 years ago called Phonon Maser Cytogenetics. So I actually worked out the quantum physics of how all biological systems, human and non-human, animal, plant, work using quantum physics. And I'm presenting my updated lecture on this called The Song of DNA in 11 days in Las Vegas to all the doctors in the world at the main academy meeting for the academy meeting of anti-aging, plus on the preceptor for the whole afternoon, anti-aging, past, present, and future. And I'm going to say this because people need to understand what I'm presenting, by implemented by these thousands of doctors with a lot of money and a lot of technology, in the next 5 to 20 years will conquer aging and disease. People will not need to age anymore. In fact, there's audience that are listening to this program and being born this year that will live 200 plus years. There's people that won't age anymore. They're going to die of stupid things, driving too fast in their car, falling off buildings, taking drugs, being hit by a meteor shower, wars, pestilence, but they're going to look really good in the grave. They're going to look pristine. Okay? They're going to do contact sports at 150, and we're going to regenerate their brain after they smacked it around too much. They're going to rebuild eyeballs and limbs if they've been in the military, and we're going to regenerate those limbs. In fact, I've built a technology that I'm working on now that's going to allow you to have morphogenetic labs to literally create, I call it, and there's a video now actually on, that's coming out this week on Netflix called, it's supposed to be 300 years in the future, where you just download your consciousness and then transfer it into a new sleeve or body. Well, you don't need to transfer it. That's actually going to be on Netflix this week. They're launching it. Now, these people have got good imaginations, but mine's way beyond them. And you don't need to wait 300 years. Some of this technology we have right now, like morphogenetic field machine, I put together with components from SEMF. And the technology, like I'm going to bring on probably by next week, the sonic machines from South Korea that you can actually put my frequencies through to actually pump them through your body. But you got to understand, Nutridyne is one of those most important components. So let's start from the top. Number one, if you're going to live long, you got to and prosper, like Spock says, because he was using the ironic blessing. That's why when he crossed his fingers out, he's saying, and I'm going to say it in Hebrew, Baruch atah Adonai melech haolam. In other words, live long and prosper, I'm saying to you. And the way to live long and prosper is make your mitochondria prosper, get rid of the toxins, kill off the stealth pathogens that are chewing away at you. And I asked this question. I said, you know, what's worse to do, die at the jaws of wolves or be eaten by ducks? What's your answer? Ducks or wolves? Ducks. You know why? Because they don't have teeth. A wolf will chew you up in a couple of minutes and you're dead. A duck will maul you to death if a herd of ducks is on you, and you'll take weeks before you die. So now you got to think of it. Bacteria and viruses and stealth pathogens like psittacosis and others are like ducks. They don't have teeth. They have enzymes. They can screw up your DNA. They can create biotoxins. They can disrupt all kinds of things in your body. And they can cause stress in your body, including death of mitochondria. Now, so you got to kill off those pathogens. You want to replace all the nutrients that you can't create because you have a biological genetic blockade. For example, 5-methylfolate reductase. So we have superfolate. We have bio-LVR. If you don't have these B12 and folate, what percentage do you think people over 60 have a B12 deficiency on a Schilling test? What percentage?
Oh, it's probably
65%. 65% right. If you take seniors over 65, they have a Schilling test. No, it's still pretty high even in your 40s. People don't realize this. So, and the other thing is if you take a whole lot of B12 and don't take folate, or folate and don't take B12, you'll cause a deficiency of the other molecule. And if you don't have methyl groups, you can't stop homocysteine, which fries your brain neurons, fries your artery walls, and if you don't have methyl groups, you can't create myelin for sheaths of your brain, digestive enzymes in your body, or detoxify chemicals and heavy metals. Not a good thing to have. So you need to have support. You have to get rid of free radicals. So you've got to get rid of singlet oxygen, hydroxy radical, and nitroproxy radical. You've got to provide all the hundreds of nutraceuticals, molecules, biomolecules, and transducer molecules that attach to your cell membrane that talk to the DNA to make sure that the message goes through to your DNA to tell it what to do. You need to supply the nutrients because every active site of every enzyme in your body, which are the black keys on the keyboard of your DNA, for example, when you're getting gene silencing, that's why my talk is called The Song of DNA. Think of the first stanza as the placental stanza, the fetal stanza. You're not aging when you're in utero. Isn't that interesting? And if you do surgery on a baby when they're in utero, they cannot get scars. You know, even if somebody has an omphysseal, their guts outside, or their heart, they need heart surgery, and you go through the amniotic sac with little microtubules, and you got a lasers and little micro things to do, actually heart surgery, or put their guts back inside, they never get a scar. Isn't that weird? They don't get a scar even if you do heart surgery or stick their guts inside their abdomen. You don't age in utero. Yeah, if you don't want to age, you actually have to reproduce the uterine environment. In utero, it's 1.2 atmospheres. It's very close to our stomach to see hyperbaric chambers. You have all the biomolecules because your placenta, which is part of your DNA, supplies all the 300-plus biomolecules and 6-plus growth hormones to rebuild you. Your liver is a poor second to the placenta. It generates a lot of them. Do you know you can't see unless your liver makes rhodopsin and retinol and so on? They're molecules that make you see. So if your liver not making the molecules, you can't see. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Isn't that weird? So your liver is like a pseudo-placenta inside your body. It's like a micro-placenta. That's why it's so regenerative. You can take out 90% of someone's liver, and in 6 months it's regenerated. But it's not a good. It's not a complete placenta. It generates a lot of the biomolecules to rebuild your organs. And we're not talking about stem cells. Stem cells are everywhere, including your fat tissue. All stem cells are is architects and engineers. If they arrive on the job site and there's no building blocks and no laborers, there's nothing going to happen. There's no staging going up. There's no electrical lines. There's no glass going up the side of the building. There's no flooring. There's nothing. Now, I talk to these idiots, and I've talked to people all over the world, trying to get them on my show talking about stem cell clinics. And once they discover Dr. Deagle, they freak out and say, holy crap, I can't go on Deagle's show. He's going to ask us tough questions, which we don't have the answers. I talked to Stomatic in San Diego. I've talked to facilities in Central and South America and Germany and so on. They're all freaked out and say, oh, man, I know about Deagle. This guy's got a bad reputation. He's scary. That's why even major broadcasters around the world are kind of scared to bring Deagle on their show because I'm going to ask some tough questions, and it's going to get very, very embarrassing because I don't have any restraint. You probably know that, right? Whether we're talking about military issues, geopolitical issues, financial or otherwise, I have a lot of information on every topic I talk about. And I'm a world-class expert in anything I talk about. And I don't, you know, I do learn when I bring on some people that are really, really good. And the reason why you see them come back is because they can teach me at least one or two facts they don't know. But that's rare. And I want you to understand. Go ahead.
I have a question. So someone recently was talking to me about fibromyalgia. How does Neutrodyne actually help with that?
Well, firstly, fibromyalgia is related to mitochondrial dysfunction, but it's also related to serotonin levels in the brain. And we have a nutraceutical. We're kind of trying to launch it here, but we may have some minor problems. It's a controlled-release 5-hydroxytryptophan. And as soon as you take that and take Neutrodyne, your mitochondria are resurrected, and your tryptophan level, which crosses the blood-brain barrier, because serotonin, which your gut makes, does not, NOT, cross the blood-brain barrier. So as soon as you supply these things to stimulate mitochondrial function, so we have mitochondrial catalysts, we have CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, we have things to actually resurrect mitochondrial function and neurotransmitter levels in the brain, like 5-hydroxytryptophan, fibromyalgia just goes away. And it restores stage 4 sleep, it restores what's called the particular architecture of sleep that actually makes fibromyalgia just disappear. So fibromyalgia is a disorder that if you actually look at sleep architecture, neurotransmitter levels, and brain function and mitochondrial function, it's really easy to treat if you know what you're doing.
Right.
Interesting, eh? Yeah.
It is.
For a long time today. We miss Pamela. We'll try to get her on another time. She must have had a crisis. We talked about vaccines on the break, okay? And I go completely ballistic over vaccines. There's only a couple that I think are safe, and you have to make sure they're not been toxified. The Catholic Doctors Association in Kenya 3 years ago discovered they were using a vaccine that the World Health Organization developed, and they actually were using in Soweto, South Africa, to sterilize the women. And what they're doing is creating antibodies against the trophoblast, so they couldn't get a first trimester pregnancy. In fact, their body would attack the placenta so it couldn't attach to the uterine wall. Pretty goddamn evil. In fact, the people in the Philippines filed a suit and won against the World Health Organization and the International Court of Justice in The Hague because they had sterilized 70,000 women in the Philippines. Did you know that? And when they vaccinated these women in Kenya, they'd already been, by the time the Catholic Doctors Association caught on 3+ years ago, they'd already vaccinated 2.3 million Kenyan women. Did you know that? Of course.
Is that permanent?
Oh, yeah, they're screwed. Okay? Now, you got to understand this. If you get a tetanus vaccine, it's probably good for life. But when most vaccines are bad, the only one I think might help is the vaccine against pneumonia, the Pneumovax. But everything else is pretty well toxic, as hell, I'm going to admit, you screw you up. And the reason is they call immune homology, and I'll explain this. If you have toxins like fluoridated water, chlorinated, it attaches to body proteins or even pathogens, and it makes them thousands or millions of times more immunogenic. So let's say you have a gut pathogen, right? And you fluoridated water, you're drinking this water, you think, hey, it's great for me and my teeth and enamel are going to be beautiful, I'm going to have nice teeth, a nice smile. And you're drinking the damn stuff, and it's going and attaching to body proteins or pathogens are in your gut. Now your body says, oh my God! It sees these biomolecules, but it turns out some of these peptides, which might be a decapeptide or 10 amino acids, attached to fluoride, now is millions of times more immunogenic, but it's identical to a peptide, say, in your lower colon. Did you know Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the yeast that we use to make bread, is identical, the decapeptide, to the splenic membrane of your lower bowel, large and small bowel junction of your cecum? It's identical. So when body proteins get attached to things like fluoride, chloride, and bromide, they become millions of times more immunogenic, or if it's glyphosate, which is now a carcinogen in California, glyphosate attaches to body proteins like S100, and it makes your brain say, oh my God, this S100 protein is a foreign invader. So the immunocytes which cross your membranes across the cerebrospinal fluid and say the tectum of your midbrain attack those cells, the secondary motor neurons, and guess what you get? Parkinson's disease. Did you know the only civilizations that get dementia eat bread and have gluten in their diet? The only civilizations that get massive increases in dementia, and of course, especially if you brominate, fluorinate, chlorinate the water or the food you make, you're going to have these proteins become much more immunogenic, and if you have stealth pathogens in your body you haven't cleared, the stealth pathogens are cooking away. Do you know that every cancer is up to 20 different pathogens growing in the cancer? So if you got breast cancer, like ductal carcinoma, do you know there's always a stealth pathogen in the breast tissue? Always. Wow. Viruses, bacteria, fungi, etc. That's why cancer is a fungus. But it's also all kinds of other bad bugs. I call it a commensal farm for pathogens. Right? So every tissue that's sick, whether it's autoimmune disease or cancer, it's hypoxic, acidotic, free radicals, and decreased mitochondrial function. Every single one. Every disease. This is an absolute law. Beagle's corollary is for disease, okay?
And so to tie that back to what you were saying about taking that vaccine, is that essentially causing a superbug?
Yeah, of course it does. If you take a vaccine, for example, against the influenza, you increase the risk. This actually was presented 7 years ago in the Canadian Parliament, and they came up with research, and they were actually, because the big pharma didn't have quite as much influence, so the guys in the Canadian Parliament presented and said, by the way, our research shows if you take the flu vaccine, you increase the risk of getting the flu 200 to 300% in the next year. So the, wow, the flu vaccine actually depresses your immune system, so you're more likely to not only get that, but also get cancer and other super infections.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think this is good, all these vaccines are pro-inflammatory and they inflame your brain. Okay? I call it BOF. You ever heard of BOF before? It's a deagleism.
I have not.
It's part of my dictionary over in Clay and Iron. A deagleism, right? It's called BOF. Brain on fire. Not just Northern California, right? Brain on fire. And people say, well, you can't prove that, Deagle. You're talking to the freaking Deagle. Yes, I can. I can do advanced studies of organic acids, metabolites, and brain imaging and prove to you that, yes, your brain is on freaking fire. So when you see someone has dementia, which is the number one cause of death in Britain now, they're dying of BOF, brain on fire. They're vaccinated, they're fluorinated, they get toxins all through their body, and their dumb doctors are giving them things like antibiotics. You know, if you take an antibiotic, your risk of getting cancer and biotoxins being re-deconjugated and re-released to target tissues will continue for 3.5 years after just 2 weeks of antibiotics. Did you know that?
No,
2 weeks of antibiotics, and by the way, all those toxins are going to reaccumulate in your breast tissue, your brain tissue, your pancreas, your prostate gland, because now you've got deconjugating bacteria down there because the normal probiotics have been killed off by your freaking antibiotics.
Right. That is incredible.
Yeah. They're stupid and they're stevil, I call it. Stupid and evil. And most things are stevil. They're not just stupid. Mm-hmm. There's a good salting of evil in there.
Luckily, Neutrodyne is the answer. Natural.
Yeah, exactly. We have three major antipathogenics. Neutrodyne is number one. Allicin Med and NutriSilver. We have the Nutrimune 26Y, which has transfer factors and immunoglobulins that are avian for all the 26 major human pathogens, including viruses, bacteria, and so on. And we have NutriDefense, which I designed, so nobody else has anything like it. There's so many yahoos out there think they have something that is similar to what Deagle has because they're so jealous. They have what's called Ricky Ricardo disease. You remember when him and Lucy were there? Lucy, I know what your problem is. He said, I don't. What's that, Ricky? He says, see, Lucy, you are jealous. What do you mean, jealous? I say jealous. He's, of course, using a Mexican accent, right?
Right.
You're jealous. Oh, you mean jealous. I said, yeah. Yeah, that's it. You're jealous. They're jealous, okay? No kidding. People say, doctor, and people say, well, he must be an arrogant son of a bitch. No, I'm not. I've done really stupid things. I mean, talk to a really smart person to do really stupid crap. Right? If you want to be deluded, be really smart and deluded, not just average and deluded, okay? But believe me, I've had a wake-up call. God's dealt with me. And, of course, I've gone through living hell with one of the first doctors to discover mercury, magnesium for ACLS, first mapping of pain with the Adelson C fibers, the research on diabetes, which I got persecuted. They actually threatened to pull my license and made me go to Edmonton in a blizzard, and I almost died in a blizzard with 55 degrees below zero. In a train of trucks going to Edmonton, it took me 13 hours, nearly froze to death, a hypothermia, trying to get to see this idiot from South Africa that registered for the college. The next year, the idiot called me. I was doing work with UCLA, Dr. Chungun Vujadani on toxics, how they attach the body proteins, because I had autobody workers who were dying of dementia, cardiac conduction problems on his spinal study, pancreatic and other forms of cancer, colon cancer, adenomatous polyp changes in cancer. And the registrar called me, Dr. Deagle, you're back at it. I hear you're doing the research. He's saying, when the South African broke, I said, Roy, you know what? I just got a call from Jimmy at UAW. And Jimmy said, you're helping to save some Italian stallions from dying of toxins. And we're going to get legislation through UAW to get separate air systems to protect autobody workers. If you call me back, I'm going to call Jimmy. And he told me, if anybody bothers me, because I've been getting death threats every night for the last 3 weeks, my wife too, I'm going to call Jimmy, and you're not going to call anybody else again because he's going to take you out, some bitch. 3 weeks later, he quit as a registrar. So Dr. Deagle's not Mr. Freaking Passive. So I'm not one of these holistic wellness doctors. You try to threaten me, you're going to die an untimely, immediate, and very quick death, and you won't be able to connect it to me. Things will just happen. Legally or otherwise, I'll take you out. And I did. I took out Roy LaRiche. He quit. And nobody ever bothered me again. I said, better not bother Deagle. This guy's crazy some bit. You would not believe. Why do you think I do a radio show? I want people to know the truth. You know, as I say, carrion birds eat roadkill. Doctors consume their patients.
Wow.
What do you think of that? People say, Dr. Diggle, you can't be telling the truth. They say, well, think about it. Maybe if your stomach's squirming now and you want to retch, you realize I'm not lying to you and I can give you the data. But be brave enough, call into the show sometime. You know, most people aren't brave enough. They say, like Sir Burley's song, I want to add it, my wife doesn't like the song. I want to see you be brave, people. 877-317-6432. Next hour, John W. Spring. I'm the whistleblower for nukes in Venezuela, which is why it's on the 8-nation list of Donald Trump and the Supreme Court. And we're going to get into it in the next hour. Listen up, Special Op and Delta Force and Government Department.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.